002.
Matt, how is it 002? How did that happen?
Siman Tzadik Beis, we learned in Sivdalit about the Chiyuv of water. It's a really serious Chiyuv. Sivdalit Rav is talking about that you know Yodav Mitunafis, you know you touch something. It's not talking about Stam Yodayim. Stam Yodayim, as it's called, will be an exif. But this Sivdalit is talking about if you know that Yodav Meluchlochos, so there's an absolute Chiyuv to wash it B'mayim, only if you don't have a Kolmidi Dimenaki, and you have to go a mil. Even if you're sitting home, you have to go a mill for water. Okay, if you're afraid that Yavur's Mantfila, then Komidi Dimanaki. Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Bach, even if you'll miss Tfila B'tzibur. That's in Sivkot and Chof. Even if you'll miss Tfila B'tzibur. Even if Neshachonach is not Mashma like that. Neshachonach is Mashma only Zman Tfila. But the Bach says even Zman Tfila B'tzibur. You could do Komidi Dimanaki. The Gra holds, you make a bracha. Even by Mincha Meir, if you make a bracha on the Tilas Yadoyim, again, we're talking about, you know that Yondov Mutunafos. So the Gra holds, you make a bracha, and it needs all the dinim of the Tilas Yadoyim, like Fasuda. And you measure it in terms of time. Rambam holds. Oh, here we are. Yeah, the Rambam holds. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Rambam holds. If you end up davening without washing your hands in such a case, not stam yudayim, yodav mitunafos, ain't tfiloso tfila. The Mishnah Berurah then brings down the tzarachion ladina from the Prima Gadim. Not so clear. Vayim abir alocha should be arnu de ain chayzer mispalo. So that's the abir alocha the abir maschol tzarach lirchotz. He says by stam yudayim that's poshut. You don't daven over. If you end up davening without washing hands by stam yadayim, even though I'm learning from the bir alocha the bir maschol tzorech lirchotz, v'nei after das Rambam mashma the ha'ikav afilu b'stam yadayim. From the Rambam it's mashma when he lists it as le'ikuva, it's mashma even for stam yadayim, which goes to our prima godim. But just like we don't make a bracha by stam yadayim. Even according to the Shitas that you make a bracha, where we are no kate, that it's not for stam yudayim, so koshken in yon lachzer hatfila, you don't do it for stam yudayim. Then the Mir Alocha says it's not so clear in the Rambam that you have to go back to stam yudayim. And anyway, the Mir Alocha ends up that you do not have to daven over again, even by Yodav Meluchlochos. You have to see. The Alacha talks about all the Shitas, and the Maisa Ein Chozer and Mispalel. Okay, let's move on to Sifhei. Sifhei says Rochatz Yodav Shachris V'Siach Daitai. He was not specifically Shomer his hands. Tzvichem Netila L'Tfila Im Yesh Lo Mayim Aval Bi Sheini Yodei Lahem Shum Lichluch. So this is Stam Yudayim, where we say Tzrichim Natila because Yudayim Askoni Yosein, we assume, probably or maybe they touch B'mokam HaTanoifis. Tanoifis, we're going to see, only mean, in Siv Zayin we'll see that it doesn't, it means any place that's usually covered and therefore has no Mule Zeya in it, as it's called. So that's the din of Sifhei. That Stam Yudayim need the Tilas Yudayim with Tfila. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah about for other brachas. We don't wash our hands. L'moshul, if you don't know that Yodav Meluchlochos and you take something to eat, we make a bracha and we don't wash our hands first. If we're not aware that they're Meluchloch having touched something, or even dirty, the truth is you have to wash your hands if they're dirty also. But al kaponim, we do make brachos, and that's the din, that for stam yudayim does not need nikayon for brachos, even for Kriya Shema. Mishmur will talk about Kriya Shema, but here we're talking about tefillah. So the Mechab is paskening that Stam Yudayim, you have to wash Natila, Tzvichim Natila, the Tzvichim Yeshlomayim, Abel Bishin Yudayim Shem Lichluch, below Yubarech, here for Stam Yudayim, you don't make a bracha. You definitely don't make a bracha. We don't make a bracha only by Shachris, even if you know Yodim Tanofis. The Mein Lomayim Lezumonim, Ain Tzorech Lachzor Velito. Meaning you're talking about you washed in the morning, which is more of an absolute chiyuv because of the Briya Chadosha Esek, and the chances that your hands touched Mokum Matunov at night is almost a certainty. So you used to lay naked, as we said. So Ain Tzorech Lachzor Velito, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, you should, how you should, what's the poil, what's Lamaisa. So again, the Mechaber Paskin that Stam Yudayim require Natila L'Tfila in Yesh Lomayim without a bracha. The name Lomayim is Zumonim ain't Tzorech Lachzor Velito, meaning, yeah. And it sounds like you don't have to travel for it either. The Zumonim means you have it ready in front of you. Hagav, if you don't have the Chlochos Benoitlan L'Tfila in a Mavarech with the Elbusim involved, that's the bottom line, that we only make a bracha by Shachris. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkot and Chav Gimel, v'yisiach daitoi. As he washed. Now this could even mean yisiach daitoi before he started Shachris. Kol shekein by the time Mincha rolled around. Return to Loma Shiflag Harbei. Shiflag Harbei bein anatila latfila as yisiach daitoi. Kol shekein shishayach esach adaz bein anatila shal Shachris. Latfila sa Mincha. Tzvichem Natila, Stam Yudayim, Yimish Yaseach Daitim Mishmiroson, Yudayim Asconi Yosein, we say, Vishem Anogu Bamokam Atim, like this. But that's only Litvila. Abba Litoira, to learn, for the Brachas, or to make Brachas, for the Kriyashma, Stam Yudayim Kheros, hey. Abba Litsimen Dalla, because of the Prima Godim, for the Kriyashma Psulo Stam Yudayim. Okay? Ain't Tzorech. So if you don't have Mayim Mezumonim, Ain't Tzorech. Double P came, Tzorech Lenakka, so he's going to be the Menakke. I guess, because why not? So you should always do that. The Duma Mutbuk by Matsoyo, Izeo, and the Anagir, but Mokom is on the Chusin. It's kind of Hadidei Anikoya. But after this time you die, make a Lamachab there, that you don't have to go anywhere, only if it's Mezumonim. Avalam Noga, but Mokom Matunuf, which is Siv Dalid, Kosh Gang, Shosa Tzrochov. After Tfilas HaMincha, Tzorech Lachzor HaChamayim, you have to go 1 meal, you have to go 18 minutes in order to get water.
Nice by Krishna, what's that offer? When the Mishnah Berurah brings the Prima Godim down, he's saying, Chachile is
this. There's no, it's really you see how the Mishnah Berurah. Here, he doesn't, he's not Nachriya. He would have worded it differently if he wanted to be Noita that way. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, wait, before we go further, one more Mishnah Berurah. Wait. We just said the Mishnah Berurah said he starts off Sifkot and Chavot saying Babel became Tzorech Lanak in place of Amidi Dimanaki, even if it's Stam Yudayim and you don't have water, so you should do it at least Amidi Dimanaki. Yeah, now let's see the Bir Halacha, the Bir Maskel the Main Lomayim. I am the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Chavot that you have to be Manaki of Amidi Dimanaki. Well, you should. But if I'm going to run, they'll be rabbi shachrayim. Well, if he said, Tam ha-mechaber hu mishum de v'stam yudayim poysa kashita satoysis, tafilu v'shalo yavar ha-zman, dai b'ni koyo. Yemein lo mayim. V'zeh kam kin tam ha-mechaber b'tim reish lamed gimel siv bei zayin shom. V'dibik ha-grob v'yuro mashma de b'ein lo mayim tzomech ha-mechaber v'fitas haran. The Stam Yudayim Kshayim Lutfila. Well, if he's afilu nikayon lo tzarech. In other words, either the mahalach and the mechaber is that by stam yadayim, the words of the Gemara, which talks about kol midah d'menake, apply. So you could chatchila go do that if you don't have water, rather than being chayzer achamayim. But there's another way to look at the mechaber shita, is that stam yadayim aksheros for tefillah. So then you don't need midah d'menake either. But the Lord Tzisi listom came. Shem the harbi achreinim afarshim kamogin avram aliyah rabba. Ba'akoponim uchuliyam odas ha'shulchanorach basasrocha v'enoga b'mogam ha'matunuth ein day b'nikoyin af b'mincha. Ba'afilu ba'in lo'im ayim z'monim kim d'zerach lachzor ha'chamayim v'das ha'shulchanorach basif dalet. Ba'akoponim, it's something, maybe we're not, he says, if you know you're dying on b'tunofim, then there's a din even by mincha, a ma'ariv, to be chayzer achar mayim, even up to a mil. This whole thing is only by stam yadayim. So, like that's the vichamudus to make a gamazeb and nikoyon. Now you have to be machmir. If you know that you're doing mitunovah, the other mitunovah means you went to the bathroom. Simple as that. Or you touched anywhere in your guf. That's what the mulmulay say. So then you need mayim meikir habin for mincha and for ma'ariv. And if there would be no water, you would have to travel up to a mill to get the water. Okay? So again, Sif Dalet taught us about Yodim and Tanofos, and Sif Hei taught us about Stam Yodayim. Sif Vav, Hoimit Bitfil of Anizka Shanoga Bamokam Matunof. So at that point, already Daibani Kainof were at Tzorius and Mechachik Yodim Bekaisim. Sif Kot Mechav Zayin Mishnevuru Avel Moimit Bekriyash Mepsik of the Zimra Tzorich Lelech Lelitol Yodim. Go to the water. I don't know if at this point you have to travel a mill if there's no water. I don't think so. It's fair. We had before, you know, you don't have to if you would mean you're traveling alone. If it would be extremely inconvenient, pressing circumstances, then you can do midi d'menake more lechatchilatik. I would imagine this is also such a case. And he realized that he has to go wash his hands. Shok the Ligmar Kula when Al Pidin you weren't allowed to. So this might be such a case, but it's only by Shmon Esrei. Yeah, but that still would mean it. I don't know. So that's the Shiloh. Yodim Utanofos, it's only Nagaya Shmon Esrei though. Everything else, the Evid Vikasim, you don't have to be Chayzah, but Roy should. I guess theoretically it's a gale because Kriyashma, if you are sure, the Ligmar is Kula. I guess it is Shaykh. Let's say you know Yodim Lutanothos and you went for water and you were sure because the Ligmar is Kula, so it's Gavriloi Chosi. Very possibly you have to be Chayzal Roish, yeah. I don't think the fact that you're Yaitu B'dievet makes a difference. The point is that it's a hefsek if you're not allowed to daven. That's a hefsek. So again, Hayomid B'tfil of Aniskar, so then Dai B'ni Koyon Ofer. Mokomatunov, Ainu Mokom, Sif Zayan. Mokomatunov, Ainu Mokom, Samachus of Adam, Ufishesh Ben Mamul Izeya, Vachenim Chichich Aroish. So there, it's not so clear. Chichich means scratched already, not just if you touched, but certainly if you touched under your yarmulke, that's already mekaymes hamechusim, hopefully, and there's certainly mamul ezeya there. So the requirement for chichich is probably the part that's not under the yarmulke. Hagav l'chein also liga b'makom osayil b'shar shayim the mitzvila. By Isaac b'Torah. Chein b'tzayil sa'ozen va'af kiyum al yedei beged. You have to be careful. And my son's cheder, they start making them wear long shirts, I think, for when they start chumash. I think. Maybe they wait a year. That's already here. This is not Mekomos Mechusim, but still, I think I have it right. They make them wear long sleeve shirts. I think it was a kosher l'shikcha also. It's a problem, it's more common than we think. Mishneh Berurah. Isaac Batira, but the other day when you come in the Alma, the Torah will brach it up of Yishesh Vimayim. Even if you have water, but the evidence died when you come in the Alma, the Torah will brach it. Finally, Alba says in the Dalab of Mishneh Berurah, but not a bit for ever, stop dirt, not dirt, but only dirt, not meus, it's just pushing your hands are dirty, after the field of the Chathila Sharikach. Meaning to clean it like that with water. Okay, we'll stop. Why is the grum make a lot?